WLIF HD2, Baltimore.
Black-owned media has been the foundation for black liberation. And when you talk about a cultural importance, the black church and black-owned media go hand in hand.
Celebrating over 44 years of serving the African-American community. Praise 106.1.
Baltimore's inspiration station. Praise 106.1.
From the Big Al Studio, Baltimore's number one accident attorney.
The views and opinions of the guests and hosts you hear are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Radio 1, its sponsors, or its advertisers.
This show is paid for by Worldwide International.
Solid beats.
It's Real Talk Radio, coming to you live on Saturdays at 3 with Original Nay, and Just T. And we are coming to you with topics that will blow your mind in the mindset of the Lord above, and testimonies from you out there, and some from us. Please email us any questions or concerns, or maybe you want to be on the show at realtalkradio312@gmail.com. Also, watch us on social media. We are on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, all live. We can also send you the audio once the show is over, especially if you are on the show with us. Thank you, and we hope to see you or hear from you every Saturday at 3 o'clock on 106.1 Praise Baltimore. And that again is praisebaltimore.com. And we're out.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another beautiful Saturday.
Amen.
With Real Talk with
Original Nay
and Just T. So today we have, we're going to have a guest to call in today. We are talking about blessings, signs, wonders, and miracles. But we're going to start it off with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now just saying thank you. Thank you for this day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we are grateful for all the blessings, the signs, the wonders, and the miracles that you are bringing to the fort right now, Father God. We ask you to touch each individual that's listening, Father God, and whatever they're going through, Father God, allow them to repent, submit, and surrender their sins to your thrones, Father God, so that their ears can be open to what you have to say, Lord. We praise your name in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So today, we're going to, I have some birthdays.
Yes.
I have some birthdays. Original Nay, you have birthdays?
I do. I have two. Well, I have a birthday and a graduation.
Okay.
My daughter, on Thursday the 29th, she did 28 times around the sun.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And my little cousin, which I will be leaving here and going down there for her graduation party, graduated high school yesterday.
Yay.
Yep. Congratulations, Riley.
Congratulations, Riley. I have some birthdays. So on May the 28th, it was a good friend of mine, Teresa. We've been friends for eons. June the 2nd, we have Quiana and we have Dane, which are my grandkids' mothers, their birthday. And then on June the 3rd, we have my granddaughter, Nevaeh.
Happy birthday.
So I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. Happy birthday, y'all.
Can I do the fun facts before we bring our caller, if we have it?
I don't think she's on yet.
The no caller? Okay, let me go into fun facts and then I'll let you have it back, Justine. Shortest war in America was, well, in the country, I should say, in the whole world. 38 minutes long was the shortest war. 1896, it was the Anglo-Zanzibar between the British Empire and the Sultanate of Zanzibar.
Okay.
All right. I didn't know much about it, but it was kind of interesting. 38-minute war. I wonder what they did on that one. Bananas are berries, but strawberries aren't.
Bananas are berries, but strawberries aren't. That's interesting.
And this one caught me.
Bananas are berries, but strawberries aren't. So why the strawberries have, you need to look that up to see if you can find what that is.
Berries are in the word,
right,
but it's not
right,
a berry.
Right, but it's not
okay.
A berry.
A day on Venus is longer than a year on Venus.
A what?
A day on Venus is longer than a year on Venus.
Wow.
Honey never spoils.
And that's interesting. Somebody else told me that, too.
But I tasted some the other day that had been sitting up in my cabinet forever, for eons, and it didn't taste good, so I threw it away.
Okay, so I'm trying to get our guests on. Give me 1 minute, y'all.
All right, I got a couple more while you do that. There are more stars in the universe than grains of sand on Earth.
Wow, that's interesting.
And the world's largest snowflake is 15 inches wide and 8 inches thick.
Ooh.
Say that again.
It's what?
The world's largest snowflake, 15 inches wide and 8 inches thick. That's a pretty darn big snowflake.
That's a big snowflake.
We'll be drinking water and eating ice all day.
That's going to hit somebody in the head and take them out.
But I'm going to give it back to you, Justy. Were we able to get a hold of our...
I'm still waiting.
Oh, okay.
She says she's trying to call in now. She says it's just ringing. Okay. So try again. I just told her to try again.
Well, would you like to tell one of your blessings?
Yes, I'm getting ready to go through with my blessing. So, I have so many blessings that's coming through, like, right now, and they're big. So, you know, a lot of times when we get blessings, when we have blessings come through, it's just, you can't say a lot of stuff about the blessings, especially if God says not to release them yet. And so, okay. And so, you know, with my blessing, one of my blessings that's coming through is I have been waiting for something for a long time. Somebody tried to take something from me maybe like 5 years ago. But God says, whatever the enemy stole from you, he will bring it back to you 3 times more.
Plentiful.
And that's what's happening now. It's coming back to me. But, you know, when things come, you know, the enemy will try to shake it.
Mm.
And he will send everybody, even those close to you, to try to distract you from what you are supposed to be doing or what you're about to get. I mean, that's what's happening to me now. It's like the enemy is trying me, but I won't let him win because of who I am and who God is in my life. So that's one of my blessings. So I can't really say what the blessings are, but in due time,
we will find out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, who do we have on the line?
Hi, caller.
Hello.
Introduce yourself to us and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, hello, ladies, first of all. I'm Reverend Too Good. I'm Erica Too Good from Greater St. John Full Gospel Baptist Church, where the bishop is Quentin Adams, First Lady Nicole. I bring you kingdom blessings on this evening. A little bit about myself. Unless you want me to go more into that. I'm a little nervous.
It's okay. I was nervous when I first started the show, and so I understand where you're coming from.
People think all the time, you know, it's like, well, you know, even the first time going back to when I first preached, you know, it's like, you got the gift of gab. And I be saying to myself, you just don't understand.
You just don't know.
What
I got to go through to get there.
Yeah,
that's me too.
I get up there and preach, and I tell you, it feel like my whole everything about to fall out.
Right.
It just doesn't get easier. No way.
Mm-hmm. So our topic today is, what blessings or miracle signs and wonders have you seen recently?
for yourself?
I have so many. I have so many. I don't even know where to begin. However, there is one that I feel not to find robbery of sharing. Every chance I get, I like to share this testimony and a new thing that God is doing as well. About 8 years ago, I was who I was in the world, and I'd already knew at this time that, okay, God was, he was kind of tired of playing with me and, you know, all right, Erica, you done enough being big and bad. Now it's time to bring it on in. And Erica was just like, nah, you know, grandmama praying, mama praying. Ain't none of that matters to me. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, okay, whatever, you know. Well, I'm praying and I'm praying against it. That used to be my memo, you know. And one day my daughter got sick and I took her to the emergency room. And meanwhile, I'm having all this pain in my chest. And I had really bad gas. You ladies know what that gas can feel like when it get up in your chest.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes you feel like you're dying slow and nobody cares. Right?
Exactly.
So I ate Tums after Tums, you know, about 100 Tums, I believe. Had no idea what was really transpiring and took my daughter to the hospital. And yet, though, while I'm sitting there, I'm having stroke behind stroke.
Wow.
Ooh. And, got home and, you know, I was like, okay, you know, I'm a party. I was a party animal. I was the party animal. You know, every day of the week, I went to work all day and I partied all night, you know. So it was like, you know, I was going through my work bag and I said, my daughter got an appointment in the morning. It's karaoke. I know I'm about to be tore up. So let me get everything I need to get in order now before I leave out the door. And I went to go down into my bag and came up and went completely blind in both of my eyes.
Wow.
And I remember my mom calling saying, something's not right. My head just started pounding. And I'm screaming, I can't see, I can't see. And I get rushed to the emergency room to find out that at this point I didn't have 15 strokes.
Wow.
So I sit on the bed and now, you know, they're telling me after the exams and stuff and, you know, they get all of the little callies to come in and surround you, you know, even if you ain't dying, you feel like you're dying. Right? So now I'm really petrified and I'm just like, okay, I heard God say enough is enough. So now, I guess now is what I like to believe of a spiritual arrestment. I'm sitting there and it's like, God, what am I going to do? I'm about to die. You know, I accepted it. I'm just about to die. These people came in and told me I got blood clots all over my brain. You know, not my skull, but my brain, you know, and that there's no oxygen going to my brain at all. Wow. Like, how am I even still standing is what the question is to this day. And, you know, the doctor came back and they were taking me down for emergency surgery. And I remember calling my grandmother and I said, Grandma, I'm about to die. Bring me my kids. I need to say goodbye. Like, you know, I can laugh at it now because I was foolish. I didn't know the word of God. I didn't know him for myself. I knew of him and what everybody else experienced.
Mm-hmm.
So I had an encounter, you know, and I love telling everybody because I still try to make it make sense to myself when I speak it, right? But that was a woman after I finished praying. My grandmother said, you pray and you ask God to come into your life and to deliver again, to restore you. And you believe everything you pray. She said, when you finish praying, call me back. And she hung up. And I thought that was the most devastating thing you could do to somebody in that time of need. Like, how rude could you be to hang up on somebody that really think they're about to die? You know, but I understood the assignment now. And I began to pray. I wasn't sure if I knew how to pray. And all I knew what to do was to do what I saw being done.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that. And I swear that was an angel that sat at the end of my bed. And she said, I know it's the word now, but then I didn't. She said, run on and see what the end is going to be. All has been made well. And in the morning, remind you, this is 5:00 in the evening. In the morning at about 6:45, they came up because now they're up there taking me to emergency surgery to cut my head open. And the doctor said, wait, I failed to get a certain measurement. So I need to take you back down to the x-ray room to make sure I know where I'm going in and how far in XYZ. So when I get down there, something just felt like,
this wasn't going to happen. I wasn't sure what it was. I didn't know if God was really going to do what this woman said on my end of my bed and said to me, that just said what she said and disappeared. And I'm discombobulated. I'm lost. I'm like, I don't know how to trust God. Should I trust God? Like, I hope he was even listening, right? So they come back up and get me after they bring me back to the room. And here we come with all the colleagues around the bed again. And I'm like, oh, God, this is worse than it was the first time. And the guy said, I thought he was so much of an anal at this point. That was my words exactly I used to him. Like, how dare you be so sarcastic? And this is my life. And he said, Ms. Toogood, what did you do, take an eraser to your brain? I didn't find that funny. It's funny now, but I didn't find it funny. And I'm like, Doc, this is not a Tommy plan. He said, this was your image about 5-6 hours ago, and this is your image now. He said, I mean, it's completely gone, right? So I went from having to go to emergency surgery for blood clots on my brain to being discharged all in the same perimeter. And I get home and, you know, I'm excited. They sent me home, and little did I know it wasn't over yet. Yeah, I had 15 at this point. I get home, and I couldn't wait to go to church, which Trina was a part of, where my mom served under my cousin. And I couldn't wait, and I got up, and I gave my testimony of how God removed me out of the surgical room and sent me home. And here I go, get up, and I fall down because now I'm having more strokes.
Oh, wow.
So they take me back to the hospital. I've had a total of 38 strokes and brain surgery twice. And I kept saying, okay, God, you sure that was you that, you know, delivered me out of this the first time? Because, you know, this not the same God. The God that my grandma be talking about don't act like this. Like, this is like some Indian giver type stuff, right?
You
just going to bring me out and then you going to drop me back off? Like, how, you know, I became so enraged and angry with God because I felt like he just took me there, left me, and it was like, get back on your own. But it was all about the setup, you know, with God mending and breaking and purging me. And I had no idea until now, and I still don't understand some of it, but I thank God that I went through it. And when it all said and done, you know, hospital they sent me to because my insurance was not covered under the network that, you know, Johns Hopkins had established. So I went there, and the guy, what happened was I would have never needed the surgery, but the guy took me off the medicine because he gave me another exam and said that I'm sorry, I can't even think of the name, Lord Jesus. It's a beginning with a D, but it's like where it looked like my vessels in my left vertebral arteries had like a whirlwind pool where they were literally throwing clots to my brain.
Oh, wow.
And this, it was called a dissection, I'm sorry.
Okay.
A dissection. And, you know, he said, well, it's closed up on its own. And I kept saying, okay, well, then this is more like the God I know. You know, this more like the God I know. But when I went to church that Sunday, this was a Thursday, I fell in the chair and couldn't stand up because I felt like I was having out-of-body experiences, like I was dizzy. And they rushed me back to the hospital. I said, Ms. Tuga, you done had almost 15 more strokes. Like, did you not take your medicine? I said, well, the doctor took me off a month ago and he told me don't take it and, you know, X, Y, Z and so on and so forth. And he said, Ms. Toogood, you are getting ready to go to surgery. So they did the surgery. And the reason why I give God so much glory and I'm so grateful that his hands was on me, I'm trying not to cry.
Girl, you almost
I'm
made
so
me shout.
Grateful.
I had to remember I was on the radio. You almost made me shout.
Because what happened was is that even though I had to go through the surgical procedure twice, once where they did a full cooling system, where I was the first person in the United States. So, you know, when you tell black people that, listen, this is the first time we use this, and I don't want no parts of that. You go work on a couple of people, tell me how it is, and then maybe I'll consider. But that was just something in my heart that felt like, okay, God was really setting me up for a comeback, right? So I was like, okay, I went with it, and you know, this is the first time we use it in the United States. My doctor, he works at Johns Hopkins, but he's from the United Kingdom. So I'm listening to all these great stories about this surgeon and this, so I went to surgery, first of all, threw me off because I've only been in there for about an hour. I ended up in surgery almost 6 hours. And I've learned not to rush God. You know, I've learned that when you pray about something, you have to leave it alone, walk away from it, and trust that where you left it, it's going to be good.
We were just talking about that.
Mm-hmm. I just kind of just, okay, I even to this day, I have a problem with going back, picking up things, and the Holy Spirit got to smack my fingers like you do a title. Like,
right. He do me all the time. I be like, oh. Okay, sorry. I apologize.
Right.
Like, I didn't mean to go that route. Okay.
Right. You know, and it's troublesome you to throw it. After having my fingers burnt so many times, I would just not even bother once I put it down. But, mm-hmm. you know, the brain is so hard-headed and like a rock at times, mm-hmm. you know. So yeah. You got to learn the hard way. I'm just
right.
hard-headed, you know. So, you know, they put a colon system in, and they put stents in my head. And the great thing was they just started the operation of when they go into a certain part of your head, they don't actually have to cut your head open.
Right, right.
They can go through your groin. Mm-hmm. So that was another blessing that I didn't have to have my head split all the way open.
Yeah, because when I had my surgery done, they went through my navel. So,
yep they went got through technician. My groin.
But if anybody's seen you now, they would just be amazed because I'm amazed at how much you have grown. I've known you since forever. So her mom used to babysit Teasia when Teasia was little.
Oh, okay.
And so we always knew each other. And, you know, I went to the same church that, you know, they went to and stuff. So we've always been, like, connected with each other.
Okay.
Right. So I'm just thankful that you were able to come on here today. And people, don't take stuff for granted because, you know, blessings come in many ways, and is a good way that is coming in. So, Erica, we want to thank you for joining us today, for coming on the radio and just telling us about, you know, your big blessing, because that's definitely a big blessing to still be around, and, you know, your kids are grown, and then you got grandkids, and so that's amazing.
And
that's
amazing. They told me I had to have the system repeatedly for the rest of my life, at least once a year. It's been almost 9 years, and they have not had to go back in my head at all.
Come on, praise God.
So, glory.
We want to thank you. Looking bad out there, so let's praise them on that, too.
Yeah, let's praise them.
Everybody be healthy and safe.
Yes. Don't be on these roads. I pray that as Original Nay goes down to Virginia, that she's safe, you know, and her travels.
Thank you.
But again, Erica, we want to thank you for joining us today. And future shows to come, we'll definitely have you on here. Thank you for joining us again. Have a good day.
Thank you, Erica. Thank you.
Have a blessed evening.
You too.
All right,
you
have a blessed one as well.
Be safe.
So, yeah, it's like, did you want to answer the question over your neck?
I do.
Okay, let's do it.
We've been friends for a while now. So, you know, when I found out about my grandmother's passing, mm-hmm. it was a month after she had passed.
Right.
From my brother had contacted me.
Mm-hmm.
We won't go into details about why I wasn't contacted when it happened. But my cat, Justine, does this thing that my grandmother used to do to me when I was
your
little.
Your cat a thug.
This cat jumps up on my couch's arm and headbutts me. My grandmother used to do that when I was little, coming in the house. That was the way we spoke to each other.
Y'all got
to
see her cat. Her cat is a thug. So one day we was on FaceTime together, and I'm like, Original Night, what is the cat doing? They was getting ready to fight. It's two cats. So they were up on their hind legs. Those cats, somebody's definitely in them because they thugs.
So my cat, I believe, has the spirit of my grandmother in it. I won't say reincarnation because I don't really know and I can't elaborate on the situation of that. But there's stuff that cat does. She's like a human. She's like a human being. And I never did no headbutt with her before. But I've been doing it every night for the last couple nights.
That cat is a thug. It's just... When I seen the cat do this, I'm like, what?
Standing on their hind legs, this is like they boxing. They were boxing each other.
Look, I didn't see children do it because I got grandkids. And look, I ain't never seen no animals do it. And these cats was
okay. Also, I came up with something for Thursday's podcast.
Okay.
The topic's going to be, why should you love yourself?
Woo, that's a good one. I like that one.
Okay, so I will have some questions for that before Thursday, hopefully by Tuesday. And Saturday next week is going to be about abuse in your life, not just physical abuse. And I also will have some questions by Tuesday for that. Anything else you want to add?
No, just that. So I've come up with a future show. I would love to get, but be on the Zoom thing with a couple of women telling their testimonies from when I know and what it brought them through. Because I'm dealing with a lot of stuff on my own now, and I'm trying to, me hearing other people's testimonies is cleansing to my soul, because now that I see, you know, I'm not the only one that's dealing with certain stuff, and I'm not the only one that's going through certain stuff, but I know that I have to get through it because of where God has taken me to. So just always know God is here. He's always been there, even when you didn't know it. And I had to say this to myself the other day. When I did not know that he was there, he protected me. I'm going to say this real quick, and then we're probably going to sign off. I remember me and my granddaughter was going to get my nephew from school. And before I put her in the car, a voice said to me, strap her in twice. I strapped her in twice. When we got like 2 miles away, I was sitting at Federal and Urban Avenue, and I usually sit there for 2 to 3 minutes. Sat there, didn't never see this truck coming 80 miles per hour coming down the street. He came down the street. Soon as I took off, he hit us, and we went up in the air. All I did was say one thing: God, please don't let this car come down on my granddaughter's side. It did not come down on her side. They had to cut me out, and my shoulder was fractured real bad, but she didn't have a scratch.
Amen.
She was a real big baby. So I told the lady, because we was on her side, I told the lady, I said, look, do not get in this car without having somebody hold you. That lady fell in that car because I told her don't unstrap that seatbelt because she was a big baby. But hey, we learn from our lessons. So with that being said, we are signing out from Real Talk Radio with
Original Nay
and Jess T. Have a blessed one. Until next Saturday, y'all.
Same time.
This show is paid for by Worldwide International.
Solid Beats. Solid Beats. Solid Beats.
It's Real Talk Radio, coming to you live on Saturdays at 3 with Original Nay, and Just T. And we are coming to you with topics that will blow your mind in the mindset of the Lord above, and testimonies from you out there, and some from us. Please email us any questions or concerns, or maybe you want to be on the show at realtalkradio312@gmail.com. Also, watch us on social media. We are on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook, all live. We can also send you the audio once the show is over, especially if you are on the show with us. Thank you, and we hope to see you or hear from you every Saturday at 3 o'clock on 106.1 Praise Baltimore. And that again is praisebaltimore.com, and we're out.